Welcome to the Nerd Party.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'ma get a scholarship to
Hello,
King's
and welcome to a special episode of Missing Frames. Happy 4th of July, everybody. I'm your host, Sean Eastridge, and joining me is my lovely wife, Sarah, back after a long absence. But I'm so glad you're back. I've missed you.
Me too.
You're one of my favorite guests. I'm not just saying that because we're married.
Aw, shucks.
But we are going to be celebrating in grand style. This was not planned. I think we literally just came up with this idea.
Yes.
And it was really your idea.
Yeah.
And we wanted to figure out like, oh, should we celebrate? How could we celebrate 4th of July? And we decided Disney Plus is releasing Hamilton. Neither myself nor Sarah has seen Hamilton. I have never listened to the soundtrack. I know Lin-Manuel Miranda. I've seen him in other things. I think, didn't he write the songs for Moana?
He did.
So I know that. And he was great in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah,
That's all I know about him. And I not only do I not know anything about Hamilton, I don't know anything about Alexander Hamilton.
Well, then this is perfect.
This is the American school system at work. I know nothing. I know absolutely nothing.
So I know a little bit, but not a lot.
What do you know?
So he was in George Washington's administration. He is a founding father. So he's one of the big wigs.
Okay, I didn't know this much.
Yep. And he, you know, this was like Revolutionary War time. So I know he had a direct hand with the Federalist Papers, which is, you know, what shaped our Constitution, and like that's all I got. So I'm really excited. I'm like, I kind of only know the beats from history class in what, middle school?
Yeah.
And I'm ashamed to say that, honestly, but I really want to be schooled here, and I hear it's a really like fun and educational experience.
Well, I hear it's amazing.
Yeah.
And this was years ago. I don't remember when it first, when was it first on Broadway? God, I don't even
it's
know.
It's gotta be like,
let me look this up.
5 years?
So it was
2015. Okay.
Is when it premiered on Broadway. And all I know about it was that everyone went nuts for it.
Yes.
That's all I know.
There is a level of obsession rampant.
Yeah. Friends of mine were trying to get me to listen to the soundtrack.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't listen to soundtracks to musicals.
Yeah.
I haven't actually seen.
Yeah.
The music is, it tells the story. So
you
to listen to it
to
out of context.
It.
Feels very weird to me, especially because musicals tend to be very theatrical and they're very like, it can come across as melodramatic if you don't have the dramatic context to put it in.
Mm-hmm.
My dear friend, Richie Pepio, who has been on the show before, he was really, really obsessed with the soundtrack, and he kept trying to get me to listen to it. And I just remember saying, I was like, I heard it and it was like, it just meant nothing to me. Hearing the music meant nothing. So I couldn't tell you a single song from this. I know there is a song where they go, Alexander Hamilton. That's all I know.
Oh, no, keep going.
Alexander Hamilton.
I don't even know that much. I know there's a lot of hip hop.
Yes.
Which is awesome.
That's all I know.
But yeah, I don't know much.
Hip hop, Alexander Hamilton.
The cast is
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh, so this has the original Broadway cast. That's the other thing, which is super cool.
Because
they've rotated people
and
out.
And something else. So what's his name from Blindspotting?
David Diggs.
Yes, yep. David Diggs is
yes,
in this.
Yes, and we love him.
He plays Marquis de Lafayette and Thomas Jefferson?
Yeah.
Are those both the same people?
No,
I can't tell.
He probably plays two people.
Okay, they're two separate roles.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, this shows you how this is terrible. This is going to be on the internet forever, and I'm so dumb. Okay,
but
so
we're going to come back very.
We're
going to
be
brilliant.
So educated.
Yeah.
We're going to be so educated. So I, yes, David Diggs, who
yeah.
was phenomenal
yes.
in Blindspotting.
Yeah,
I know that much. Here's the thing. So there are a few different levels to what is happening right now. First of all, we're watching Hamilton for the first time, which is mm-hmm. very exciting. But second, it's a filming of the Broadway performance.
Yeah.
Which there are some interesting, like, I don't know. I've always felt really weird about watching recordings of plays mm-hmm. versus actually, like, being able to go and see them. Obviously, in this case, there was no way I was going to be able to see Hamilton. But I don't really watch filmed versions of plays. Yeah. Like it just doesn't capture the same energy. Like it's the medium is meant to be experienced like as an audience member. You're in the audience and you are there, and it's a once in a lifetime thing that is kind of, it's like the audience and the players are kind of in this one time moment that will last only in the minds of the people who were there. So in some ways it's like the medium doesn't really lend itself to other adaptations.
Yeah.
So I'll be very interested to see if this still has the effect of the Broadway musical or if it feels awkward and weird.
Well, we have watched some of the live musicals that have aired on TV.
Yes, those are fantastic.
Although Grease, I feel like was it Grease?
Grease was pretty good.
We liked Grease. Grease was good. Like, oh, wow. Okay.
We missed Peter Pan. Peter Pan, I hear, was amazing with Christopher Walken.
And did they do The Little Mermaid? Did they actually go through with it?
I don't know.
That was the one I was like, I gotta see that one.
But yeah, I don't know. It's staged as a TV, they know that they're shooting it as a TV thing. It's going to be broadcast on television. So they have that mindset, and the way they construct everything and the way they film everything, even though it's based around live performance, it's still like using the technology. Whereas this is like, it was meant to be seen on the stage. So yeah. How will that translate into a film version of it?
And do we know if this is a new recording or did they just grab...
I think this is...
Because I know it's the original cast, so I wasn't sure if this is something they recorded a while ago and they're now just releasing it onto Disney Plus.
I'm going to find that out. So it says the film is edited together from three performances of Hamilton at the Richard Rodgers Theater in New York City in June 2016.
Okay, cool.
So it's a few years old.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'm very, very excited. The fact that we have access to it at all is kind of great because I've heard so much people have been going so crazy about this thing, and I've just been very on the outside, not purposefully, not like willfully being like, I don't care. I would love to see it. So this is kind of awesome.
Well, it was in New York and it was very expensive. And if you could afford it and you could get to New York, good luck getting tickets.
Right.
They were gone. It's like Harry Potter, you know, it's like, just very difficult to get into. Yeah. So I'm sure if we could have, we would have. But
so another fun thing I did not know is that Hamilton, the play, was inspired by Alexander Hamilton, the book by Ron Chernow.
Okay.
I'm currently reading his book about George Washington. So I didn't know, again,
full circle.
All these things are happening. It's like we were destined to watch this movie. I feel like you've listened to the soundtrack.
A little bit, but not. Probably more in passing, I would say. I haven't sought it out to listen to it specifically. I have looked more than anything. I've looked through all the books that came out, like Barnes & Noble, when they started like releasing all these special books. I looked through those and I was really fascinated by them. But that's about it. I'm pretty much like a total newbie here, which I'm excited for. I know a couple historical beats of, you know, like his highlights, but I don't know anything about him personally. And I'm sure they will focus on that, like where he came from. I don't know anything like that. I mean, I was probably taught it. I don't remember it.
No, I know nothing.
So I'm happy to have a clean slate and to just be able to enjoy it. I think the point is we want to learn.
Yes.
Right?
We're ready. Okay. We're open.
Did learn it. I just didn't absorb
it. I want to feel inspired. I want to, you know, Lin-Manuel Miranda strikes me as a lovely individual.
He's, yeah.
I would love to see the thing that made everybody love him in the first place. So this is really just a means for me to get closer to Mr. Manuel Miranda. Or is it just Miranda?
Either.
Oh, God. I'm already ruining our relationship. I'm so sorry, Lin. But yeah, that's really, I'm genuinely excited. It would be nice to have like a blurb where somebody who actually cares.
I want like a fanboy or a fangirl in here.
Or call a fan of Hamilton who can just.
Because what I will say is I don't know anyone who is like, oh yeah, it was fine. It's like the people I know are obsessed with it.
Do you think?
Like that's it.
That
it's
makes me
nervous.
And it does make me a little nervous too because
I don't
it's also
let
like,
it
what
down.
If you don't like it?
Yeah.
And
so,
then there's a whole
pressure's up.
All right. Well, we're going to have to do it.
I have to say, I have a feeling I will probably like it because I love theater. I love musicals. I love songs. Like it has every element of what I love anyways. So unless it's really horribly done, which I feel like we already know it isn't, then I think I'm gonna make a prediction that I'll probably like watch me go down this obsession rabbit hole, but I'm like 5 years later than everyone else.
I know. I'm gonna buy the book.
But we're home like all the time. This is a great time to get really obsessed with something.
I'm gonna make sure I'm following Lin-Manuel on all his social media, and yeah, I'm gonna stalk him, and our friendship will reach new heights. This is gonna be great. I'm excited. Let's do this.
I'm ready.
We'll be back to discuss it.
Now available to own on video cassette.
All right, we're back. Maybe it wasn't a good idea to decide to record right after watching this. I feel like, first of all, like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel very emotional right now.
Yeah, me too. I mean, that was absolutely incredible. I think any fear I had about it, the effect of it, or the production is so powerful and so effective, and the way they capture it was brilliant. I don't know who directed the... Thomas Kail. Okay, so I don't know if he directed the play itself, like he actually directed the performance, or if he directed the capturing.
It might just be the movie, but
not that there's
not
a whole
positive.
Lot to it. I mean, what they yeah, just had the camera set up, but the brilliance of it is that they not only get the wide shots and let everything play out, so you do feel very involved as yeah, if you were watching like from the best seat in the house.
Yes.
But they get some very great Steadicam shots that they may have gotten during rehearsals, because I can't imagine being in the audience and seeing Steadicam operators on stage. But it was extremely effective. I'm sorry, I'm blabbering on.
No.
How do you feel?
I'm trying to collect my thoughts, honestly, because I'm like, I've been crying for like an hour. So I'm just like, there are still tears in my eyes. And I'm like, ugh.
Alexander, I'm so sorry. I didn't know anything about you. Please don't hurt me.
Yeah, I just like, man, talk about, I just feel like I'm so in awe of what they've accomplished with this. It's stunning, and it's moving and heartbreaking and wonderful, and I
funny,
just and yeah, like
engaging,
surprisingly,
I mean, like,
hilarious, informative, like you just give it all the adjectives. It's
I can't
so
imagine
great.
If you're listening to this, you've probably seen Hamilton. I can't imagine you would keep listening to it, because we're gonna spoil stuff, but what a delight whenever talked about this a couple times with people on Missing Frames, but part of, because we watch movies that are typically heralded or held up in high regard, it's sometimes nerve-wracking because you find yourself watching films that don't necessarily hold up, and people have to admit that like they didn't love the movie. And so when it comes to like things that are really, really beloved, we've gotten some negative feedback. In this case, it's like a relief to be able to, I've been hearing about this since for the past half decade, mm-hmm, for the past 5 years, all I've heard, you know, Hamilton, it's amazing, it's blah, blah, blah. How wonderful to get to finally see it in its original form, the way it was originally seen by audiences, and to see that, yeah, it does.
it
lives up to yeah, everyone's acclaim.
I just feel so satisfied with it. Like, I guess I kind of, like we discussed before, I knew I had a feeling I was going to like this. I'm like, it has all the elements, but I didn't expect to be so like moved, I guess.
I kept very moved. I kept expecting to feel the disconnect from, yeah, like, if you've seen filmed versions of Broadway productions or theatrical productions, you do get that sense of like, oh, I guess you had to be there, but I kind of, you know, I get it, but I, you know, it's not the same. This, as much as I wish I could have seen it, and I'm sure this experience pales in comparison to getting to see the live show performed, mm-hmm, in front of you, this is absolutely a great way to see the film,
yeah,
or to see the story, to see the performance.
Absolutely.
It doesn't feel like I lost all that much. I felt completely engaged. I didn't feel that disconnect. And a lot of that just has to do with the technical side of it, the way they film it. But so much of it is just the strength of the material.
Yes. And the cast. Oh my God.
What an outstanding
gosh,
cast. First of all, we mentioned Daveed Diggs, yeah, already. Jonathan Groff. Of Mindhunter fame.
How loud did I squeal?
I knew he was in this, and I'd totally forgotten. We didn't mention him at all. Not only had I forgotten it,
yeah,
I didn't realize he was King George.
Oh,
and
God,
that King George was basically like the MVP, one of the MVPs of the show. Yeah, so that was, what a delight to see him here after seeing him in Mindhunter and loving him in Mindhunter so much. And also the fact that he gets to have fun, because he doesn't get to have a lot of fun in Mindhunter.
No.
You don't get to see a lot of... He's great, but he's also like very like stressed out or serious. He's dealing with serial killers and yes. he's kind of kooky himself. So to see him in a role that just lets him kind of go a little kooky.
Yeah.
And the way they bring King George back Ugh. At these little intervals. Part of me wonders... I'm sure that's in there. I'm sure that's in the script. But part of me wonders if maybe it wasn't as big of a role, but because Groff was so good, Lin-Manuel was like, let's I'll write some more stuff for you. Do you say Lin-Manuel? I want to know everything. I want to know everything about you, Lin.
I feel
call
like
me.
We have to call him by his full proper name.
Alexander Hamilton?
Yes.
It's Lin-Manuel. Okay, I'm going to call him Lin-Manuel. There's a dash between the Lin and the Manuel, so let's assume that's how you say it. But yeah, this has happened a couple times when we come back to talk about the movie, and it's just like, I'm just floored.
I know. I feel like I'm a bad co-host because I'm just like, I love it, I love it, I love it.
I'm the host. I feel like I don't have anything to say. So you're not alone. Let's try to work through it together.
Yeah,
let's
okay.
just try to...
So we have two acts.
Two acts. And the film has an intermission, a minute-long intermission.
Yes.
And you asked, you're like, it wasn't a minute long.
I was like, that's very fast.
It's very short. But the story is essentially Alexander Hamilton, who one of the founding fathers of the country. Again, stuff that I probably should have known about. I knew the name and I knew I just didn't know the story. And I'm reading Ron Chernow's book about Washington. So that was really exciting
yeah.
for me. I loved, oh my God, like when they introduced George Washington and they make it a huge thing. I felt like a fangirl. Like I felt like there's, I don't know if that's like a negative connotation. I could be a fanboy too, but I felt like a crazy, like, it's him.
It's the one I'm reading about.
Washington. Yeah, it's the one I'm reading about currently. So what, and they play it up in that way.
They
make you engage with history.
Mm-hmm.
Again, great art can show you so much more, I think, than just reading off the page can. Sometimes
yeah.
those forms are so dry. Hamilton just breathes this life into the story that I guess was just well known and part of the DNA of our country. I can't imagine. I mean, I imagine so many people didn't really know that story. I know I'm giving myself a hard time, but I imagine that that was the case across the board before Hamilton came along.
Well, I just knew the beats.
Yeah.
You know?
You knew the beats?
The beats. Not those beats, but I knew the beats.
How could a bastard, orphan, son of a whore son. See, I'm already better than I was before. Although I did get the Alexander Hamilton part
you
right.
Did.
I did know there was a song where they say his name.
I know.
Not that that's very
like,
hard to figure
it's
out.
It's your song, Sean.
I didn't even get the lyrics right, but I was close. But yeah, I didn't know. I didn't really know the story.
Yeah.
To be fair, I put myself in willful ignorance. I do... I love film so much, and I love storytelling in whatever visual format. I tend to, when it comes to historical events, ignore the actual history and let the art tell the story for me. That's just something personal I do. So if there was an opportunity in school, I didn't really care. I wasn't paying attention. But if there was an opportunity to learn more about Alexander Hamilton, I kind of didn't take it because I was hoping maybe somehow I could experience the show.
You were waiting for Hamilton.
I was waiting for Hamilton
mm-hmm.
to bring the thunder and the rain and everything I've ever wanted. But I know that's an excuse for my ignorance, but why not? It's my show. I can excuse my own ignorance.
Oh, boy.
But I mean, this feels like it's always such a pleasure to experience a story like this firsthand
yeah.
from the art that's telling the story.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We've done this before with other
yeah.
like historical films where it's been like, I don't want to know what actually happened.
Yeah. And if you do, it's tricky to tell the story and
yeah.
tell it right and make it compelling. Because and this is a story that maybe we were a little more ignorant than most, but this is history, right? And they did it in such a fascinating way.
Colorful.
I mean,
colorful
it was so
is a good
colorful.
Word.
The
yeah.
choreography was beautiful. The music, of course, the music is like the highlight, right? And all the hip hop. It was just, I don't know. They like really breathed life into this story, and I want to watch it again.
I know, me too. What a gift.
Yeah.
Like honestly, I've read a couple people say like this is such a gift. It really, really is.
Yeah.
I was not rushing out. We were never going to be able to go to New York to see it.
No.
I mean, it was such a huge thing. As we discussed, it was always sold out. It just was expensive. It was just like, And now it's available. And especially as we're all trapped inside on 4th of July weekend. Yeah. What a great and wonderful story to have access to.
This will be a good memory for sure this year.
Absolutely. So I really, one of the biggest things I didn't know, listening to the soundtrack beforehand, again, I couldn't, you, when it comes to musicals, you have to see the musical.
Yes.
Is that just me?
No. Maybe it's just you and me, but
I imagine there like that's something that feels normal.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, maybe I don't know what to compare it to, like watching a film without sound or listening to a movie soundtrack without seeing the film.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The music does not exist without the performance.
Yeah, I mean, you can enjoy it, of course, but you're not going to get the whole breadth of the story. And now that we've sat through this and we know the story, it's like, yeah, you're going to miss a lot. Like, you just are.
I didn't get the energy of the performances from the music when I listened to it. Like when my friends were trying to get me, like, oh, just listen to this song. It was just like, I can't connect the dots. And now my biggest concern was I was like, oh, I hope the music didn't really move me when I heard it and I didn't feel the energy of it. But seeing it live and performed, it was like, this is a lot.
And these people are just on another level. This cast is like, I'm just like, think about all the memorization. All the memorization they had to do and hitting every beat. And I know that we're seeing the best performances, right? Because they gleaned from
a few different ones. Yeah.
But like, man, on their worst night, you know, these people are like on another level. And it was just so impressive. And I am gushing again.
I know. Well, I'm trying to understand. It premiered at the Public Theater off Broadway in February. Mm-hmm. And it was sold out. It won. I'm reading this literally from Wikipedia. It won 8 Drama Desk Awards, including Outstanding Musical. It then transferred to the Richard Rodgers Theater on Broadway in August. I wish I knew more. I didn't, you know, we rushed right into this episode after watching the film just to capture the enthusiasm and the momentum of our emotions. But I would love to know more about how Lin-Manuel came up with it. I know he was inspired by Ron Chernow's biography of Alexander Hamilton, but I want to know where did this form? Was it, I mean, it was off of Broadway. I saw something about a performance at, did it say Vassar College?
Vassar.
So did he perform it there? Like a version of it there? Is that where he went to school? Like, that's what I want to know. I want to learn more about
this. We haven't done our homework at all.
We just learned, and now we are gushing. We are learning now about the performance
the production. We also know that there is an abundance of literature that we can go buy, or vinyl soundtracks that we can buy. Or I'm already like making my lists. Gotta buy all the books.
Yeah, this is, I mean, it's incredible. So I really, really loved the music. I really, again, seeing it performed changes everything for me. So it's just like, now I get it. Now I'll listen to the soundtrack forever and ever. And again, we're 5 years behind this conversation. So people are going to have to bear with us and understand and hopefully sympathize with our gushing and our enthusiasm as if this just happened, even though it's a few years old now, a few years past that. But what were the moments that stood out to you at the start of it, as we're introduced from the beginning to Hamilton, as people start, what was the point where you started to like really mesh with that, or really started to mesh
with you? 30 seconds in, I was just already like bopping my head. I was like, okay,
I always have a disconnect with musicals, or even any theater. I feel like when live theater is such a unique thing that sometimes it takes me a second to connect to that reality.
Yeah.
So usually the introductory stuff I have to kind of get into the rhythm with it, and I have to kind of accept the world.
Yeah.
It happened very quickly.
Yeah, I like this pretty immediately. I think when David Diggs came on, I was like, it's the guy we love. But no, I think it was pretty instantaneous for me. And then, of course, I think in the beginning of the first act is like the Schuller sisters' introduction. And yes. I was like, I love them. Like, oh my God. So good.
They're great. And I love that it's they're the four guys, and it's Hamilton, Marquis de Lafayette, who David Diggs plays, Hercules Mulligan, and John Lawrence. And then I know Aaron Burr, I don't think he was part of that group, but he was always around and hovering around Hamilton. And I love that these three of those four guys, they all play two roles.
Yes.
Because I guess after the Revolutionary War, those characters kind of go off into their own world. Mm-hmm. And I love, thankfully, instead of recasting and saying, let's get someone else to play Thomas Jefferson, let's get someone else to play James Madison, they found a way to bring them back and bring them in and keep them
in
involved.
Such a great way.
Such a great way. And I'm so glad, because David Diggs as Thomas Jefferson is another huge highlight, I'm sure, for everybody. But man, what a joy to watch.
Yeah.
But what did you think of Lin-Manuel? We talk a lot about him. Again, what I knew about him was he's great in Curb Your Enthusiasm, which if you haven't seen his episodes, he basically is the writer, he's the director and star of the what do they call it?
Fatwa. Is it just called Fatwa?
The Fatwa, yeah, the Fatwa musical. And he comes in, and I remember being so impressed because I'd seen Moana and I thought the music was great, and I'd seen Lin-Manuel in other formats, but I just remember there's no ego to that performance in Curb Your Enthusiasm. He's basically taking the piss out of himself. He's like having a ton of fun playing an exaggerated version of himself, like an entitled. He kind of comes in and he's like, Larry, I think we should do it this way. I'm the one with the all the awards and stuff.
Yep, all the Tonys.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just I love that. So getting to finally see him in Hamilton, talk to me about
it. He's fantastic. I mean, there's no, I don't know. Immediately, I was like, okay, he's really good. And then during his whole performance, I'm like, he's amazing. He also like wrote this, and he also like
did
the music,
the arrangements.
Holy cow!
Yeah, like, that's a lot.
That's a lot of hats. And he wears them all magnificently.
He really does. And I loved, again, not knowing much of the story of Hamilton, getting to see him sort of evolve from like kind of just scrawny, uncertain kid. I was like, I don't know.
Something to prove.
Yeah, something to prove. And then like evolving into this, like, you know, this incredible leader and this war hero. And you really, really get the sense of that. That's something else that's tough when the intimacy of film and cinematic storytelling is you can kind of take beats that you can't take in theater. And because cinematic storytelling is probably my favorite kind, theater can be a more theatrical. And by that, I mean overblown. My fear was like, will these moments translate into this kind of storytelling, this format for just like showing us this story? And it does. And it's because of his performance. It's because of all the performances, but there's so many beautiful little beats that they capture, like the scenes between him and his wife. And
those are very heavy.
Really, really intense. Yeah. And again, I didn't know much about Hamilton and his womanizing ways.
I didn't know anything about his personal life, like at all. Eliza, like, I really fell in love with her in this. I mean, she just a very strong woman. Like, think about, so this play is also completely heartbreaking, especially the second act. Like, terrible, terrible, sad things happen. Yes. And I think she handles so much with grace. And then, of course, we'll get to the end. That's a whole other powerhouse scene.
So it's Philippa Sue.
Yeah.
That's her name. She's Eliza, and she's stunning.
Yeah.
In this. And again, she plays this, she does this incredible role, and the story unfolds in an incredible way where she's kind of on the back burner, but always present.
Yes.
And then very quickly near the end, you start to realize it's kind of her story almost as much as his story.
Yes.
In some way.
Yeah.
And that was, I really loved the way that they end it with them talking about the orphanage and what she
and how will history remember me or you, or, and it's just like, man, and I just bawled my eyes out. I was just like, I couldn't stop at that point.
I can't blame you. I mean, it's really powerful stuff, and she's so elegant, and I mean, she's so stoic throughout, so that when the moment comes and she learns about Hamilton's betrayal of her and the affairs, but in particular the one affair, what was it was the Meyer. Yeah, the Reynolds.
Maria Reynolds.
The Reynolds paper, was that what it was called?
Pamphlet. Yeah.
When she's reading that, and she has that, like, outburst of, like, I'm burning all your letters, and history won't know anything about da-da-da, and it's just like,
well, so, and man. I did know that, like, she burned his letters, so that's historically sound, but I'm curious to know if that is why, or if they took a liberty there, or we don't know, so they just assumed maybe that's why.
I also love, it, when we're talking about historically sound, Martha Washington naming the feral cat after him, and him going, that's true. That was great. I also, again, I almost feel like it deserves its own moment, but the introduction of George Washington, which again, you feel the energy of it. I love that they include the audience reactions, that it wasn't just a taping of rehearsal, that it seems to also include actual performances where they could capture audience response. So Washington shows up on stage, everybody applauds, and it's like our hero. Yeah. But I love when there's one moment, I don't remember exactly when, but he's talking about something, and reading Ron Chernow's book right now, it's very like Washington was like no nonsense. He was always very like strict, and we're going to try to break down the facade a little bit and reveal his warmth. But he was always very like, he had this front of like, I'm a professional. And I loved, there's a moment where they're like relaying some information to him, and a woman, like the line of performers go and blow him a kiss, and he kind of holds up his finger like, not now, I'm talking. I just loved that. I loved that so much. And I think it's Christopher Jackson is his name. Yes.
He's wonderful.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Talk about embodying the
from start
the
to finish.
Like the founding father. What an incredible
and
performance.
And the whole scene with the farewell address, I was like, oh my God.
Beautiful. And so and good. The father-son relationship, that dynamic between him and Hamilton when they're finally, when he's like, don't call me son or all. And you feel that like,
well,
that
just
pain.
Going back to like the pre-show where I'm like, yeah, he worked for George. Like that was my, like, Sarah, you needed to be schooled like, big time.
Well, so much of it, again, the performance, the interpretation of this story through song and dance and performance, again, speaks to me as why art is so important. Yeah. We're in a time right now where we're all quarantined. The arts are being threatened, not just theater, but like music performance. Venues are in danger of shutting down, movie theaters. We're seeing such a disdain for the arts right now from like people high up. Talk about like this incredible story that you and I admit we're like not privy to, and now we have access to it. This would never have existed without the arts. We would never have this meaningful, moving tribute to these incredible human beings without the arts. And right now that's under threat because we're all kind of, by no fault of our own, we're all stuck inside, but these things are being threatened. And this movie being released on the 4th of July, again, perfect timing. It just feels so perfect. Like, it feels like we need this story and we need a reminder of why this is so important. Like, why we need these kinds of stories to be told, and they need to be told in this way. Because you read about, oh, George Washington, of course, first president, chopped down to cherry tree, whatever. But you see the interpretation of it and you see the passion with which the story is told and which the players occupy the roles. And you're just like, oh, I love everything. I want to learn everything. I want to read all the books. I want to dive into history. That's the gift that art can give you. It's me growing up, not caring at all about, like, I don't want to learn anything in class. Now I'm like, oh my God, get me all the books. I want to read everything. I know this went off on a tangent, but that's what I get from Hamilton in particular, just the beauty of storytelling and how it can enrich stories we thought we knew already and engage new audiences in a way that can be powerful and affecting.
Yeah, I have nothing to add to that. That was very good.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the musical numbers. Did you have a particular favorite? I can't pick a favorite. It was all... I can't swear
so
on the show.
So Satisfied was great.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just like, I think that's the first time where I got emotional. I got choked up and I was like, ooh.
Let me look
at
the list of songs because again, we just watched
there's
it.
There's a lot.
So we're learning a lot. Yeah. So which one was Satisfied?
Satisfied
that's right,
with the two sisters.
Again, you learn this, there's a love story between him and Angelica. And so right away you kind of get the feel for like, what is going on here?
Just like yearning. Yeah. Like, damn.
A really beautiful moment where she... Yeah, I remember I turned to you and was like, damn.
Yeah.
The woman who plays Angelica, Renee Elise Goldsberry.
I love her. She's popped up in some TV shows
she's
I watched.
She's also popped up on
great.
The Nerd Party. Lee got to interview her about the movie Waves.
Oh, wow.
And Lee, I'm so sorry. We literally rushed into this. I look it up. Go, you know what? Just go listen. There's so much stuff on thenerdparty.com. Lee's show with Dallas. He does Filibuster. He does A24 Project. It's on the A24 Project. And he got to chat with her a little bit about that film. But how cool was that? She's so good. And I love that story plays a prominent role in the film, that they're able to carry it through to a complete arc. Because at the end, she kind of is like, how dare you? I'm, you know, my sister. And you kind of want to be like, hypocrite a little bit.
Well, I think they made some I think they made some assumptions about the relationship.
Okay. I don't know much. Again, I don't know much about the history. So the thing is, a lot of, I assume, Ron Chernow's books, and I've only read Washington, but I assume this one is great too, his book about Hamilton. It's meticulously researched. Lots and lots. One of the great things about the Washington book is he had access to so many letters that had only just been uncovered that Washington wrote to correspondents. So a lot of stuff we didn't know about Washington, he was able to then use in his text. I imagine that Hamilton was very meticulously researched as well. I don't know to what extent he had access to these materials, but I imagine that is probably based in some truth, just in terms of maybe some flirtatious correspondence, or maybe a letter Angelica wrote to somebody else about her feelings, though I don't know if she would be that forthcoming about, like, oh, my sister's husband, I'm kind of in love with him.
Yeah, I think there was flirtation that probably was never acted on. But I think they might have, I think people might have been suspicious of something as well during that time, but I'm not positive.
Some of my favorite performances, I think, were, I mean, I love the Shot song. I'm not going to miss my shot.
Whatever. My shot.
Yeah, my shot.
Yeah.
But I also, the Ten Dual Commandments
is
great.
Yeah.
And what, I mean, talk about, like, the way Lin-Manuel, the rhythms and the energies and the balance of it all. The right when you need to be picked up, he finds a way to pick you up. When the mood needs to settle, he settles. But when you need the energy back, you basically, he wins you back over with the variety of the song choices. And it's really, really, it's incredible. I mean, I'm looking at the amount of songs. This whole thing is essentially, there isn't a lot of just like talking. It's all performance and singing and rapping, and like it never stops. So I'm looking now at the list of all the songs on Wikipedia, really now just starting to realize the breadth of it. This is at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. That's at least 60 songs.
And they're longer songs.
They're longer songs. Some of them are shorter. Some of them are just brief exchanges.
Yeah.
Some of them are reprises of songs. Like King George comes out and sings.
And My Shot continues.
Continues throughout. Yeah. Exactly. So he wrote all them.
Yeah.
And they are all fresh. They all have a different vibe. They all have a different energy.
Yeah.
And he brings the what I love is he brings the energy of hip hop to it. I think maybe my favorites are probably the rap battles between Jefferson and Hamilton, which are so, I mean, they're both great, but like well-written, so funny, so smart. But like, can you imagine being Lin-Manuel Miranda wanting to make this and having to take this dry, fascinating text and educating while entertaining?
I think he just has a gift.
Man has a gift.
Yeah.
He, is a man I want to hold and to cherish. It's an incredible achievement. This is preaching to the choir. I'm not saying anything that anyone doesn't know already. What, just like 50 plus songs, almost 60 songs, all with their own identity, even the different versions. Like, the guy did all of this. I know there are other people out there, other like people who wrote for Broadway who have accomplished a lot. I know, I'm just saying, like, what an incredible achievement.
Yeah.
And to do it so young and to, again, tell a really important story and educate the audience while keeping it all engaging and entertaining and find little moments for anecdotes, like with the cat and things like that.
But, I love the, speaking of anecdotes, the immigrants, we get the job done and the high five. And I was like, yes.
Well, this performance was in 2016 on the eve of, I think, Trump's being elected president.
Interesting.
So I think that in particular
is
a very timely joke. I really love those rap battles. I love the energy they bring. I love the different characters and the emotion. But again, there's an emotional undercurrent throughout that really, really works.
Yeah.
Something else. How did you feel about the Revolutionary War, the way they portrayed it?
It was great.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to get a different answer. Let's just get that out of the way. I'm not going to be like, it was fine.
It's all great.
No, it was fantastic. And I wish I was a kid seeing this because so I don't know. Obviously, there's been a mania, but I'm assuming teachers are, they can't. Ugh.
Now
they can.
Yeah. But this is
maybe next year. But like, what a cool, amazing tool to show young people about history, about the story, like how to get them engaged. And because you and I had a similar, you know, upbringing, and in the 90s, early 90s, like history was dry.
Yeah,
it's dry. I don't know if it's still dry for teens in high school or whatever, but it was very dry. And if I had this tool, my goodness, like what a way to learn.
And not only that, but, you know, we have a very, very, all our founding fathers are very, very white.
Yes.
What a cool way to tell the story using such a diverse cast.
Yes.
I don't want to harp on diversity. I think sometimes it can come across as disingenuous, but like, frankly, that was really moving.
I think this to was see very all important. Like,
yes, to very have important. Such a incredible diverse cast of all different colors and creeds and beliefs. Like, that was really, really beautiful to see.
Yeah.
I think right now, I'm treading waters I'd rather not tread, but like, I think right now we're seeing a lot of restrictiveness as far as like what should be told and who should be telling the stories. But to see all these people, like to see Hamilton portrayed by a man of color, to see Washington portrayed by a man of color, and to see it done so sincerely, it doesn't feel disingenuous at all. It doesn't feel like it's toting some sort of like card to say like, look at us, we're so diverse. It feels exactly as powerful as it should.
Yeah.
And it honors the memory, but it also I think the quote, it's been described, the play, I don't think he said this, it's America then as told by America now.
I love that. That's really I'm just gonna cry all over again.
They're very emotional. This is a very hard episode to do. I hope you people appreciate 4th of July weekend. We're giving you the content that you want.
So in comparison, what did we do last 4th of July?
Yeah, what did we watch? We watched Top Gun. I know you did that. I mean, this is it's kind of holds a candle to Top Gun. What else? What were your other favorite moments? Favorite standout scenes?
I don't remember the name of the song, but the sequence where Hamilton and Burr are seated and they're both singing about the birth of their children.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was so beautiful. And they just, all they wanted to do is protect their children coming into this world and give them. And I think that's most parents' hope. You want to give them a better future than what you had. And I thought that was so beautiful. And then it segued right into Hamilton finding out that, you know, his friend died. And it was just like a very heavy.
And that guy ends up playing the son.
Yeah. I'm like, thank God you came back.
Yes. Which is great.
But I thought that scene was really well done and so poignant.
Let's talk about Aaron Burr, played by Leslie Odom Jr., who you said he's been in a few shows that you've watched.
Yes, he has.
What has he been in?
Like, I think. Oh, now you're going to put me on the spot. I just know he's popped up and stuff.
He's great.
I think he's New York based. I guarantee he's been on Law & Order SVU. I can just like bet it. But he's been in stuff.
He's wonderful.
He's great.
Aaron Burr's story. God, I can't stress enough how impressed I am with what Lin-Manuel Miranda was able to pull off. He's telling multiple stories that we thought we knew, but giving them new context and new life. Aaron Burr is one of them. I don't know how in depth Aaron Burr's story is in the context of Hamilton's story. I don't know if he's just kind of painted as like he's the guy who shot him and they were friends, but like Burr didn't like him. Because here he comes across as a very fleshed out, very like you understand the betrayal, you understand the pain, you understand his aspirations, and at the end you understand why he felt driven to do it, even when though it resulted in Hamilton's being murdered.
All I knew is that he was a vice president. I feel ashamed to admit that I didn't even know he was in a duel. Hamilton died.
I didn't even know he was a vice president.
We're here all day, folks.
But again, and Aaron Burr, another white guy played by a black man and played beautifully. And the passion of that performance, this is a character that I think you could call the villain of the piece. And he never once felt like a villain.
No.
Something that never ceases to impress me when you can humanize somebody like that, who I think in the hands of a weaker writer would just be like, all right, this is the bad guy. He kills Hamilton at the end. Let's just leave it.
Yeah. And he acknowledges that in one of the song at the end.
Yeah.
Where he's like, I'll be seen as a villain, or will I be seen as a villain?
Yeah, how will I be seen? And yeah, I'll regret this forever. And da, da, da. And it's all powerful, and it's all serving this incredible story. I just want to listen to the soundtrack again.
I think we're about to be like, about to guys, explode. Have you heard of Hamilton?
Yeah, has anyone heard of Hamilton? It's really good.
We're going to be your new annoying friends, yeah. Buying all the merch.
Yeah. So let's talk about something else. We've gushed about the play, and if other things come up that just pop into our brain, like just we'll jump into that. Let's talk about the concept of Hamilton as a film.
Yeah. Does
this count? So, because, and here's what I was thinking. I was watching this, and I'm like, you know, we sadly haven't gotten a lot of theatrical releases this year, mm-hmm. but if I were to make a list of my top 10 favorite films of the year so far, this is probably the best I've seen.
I agree.
Just from a storytelling perspective. But then I started thinking, I was like, can this count? Does it count? It's not technically a film. It's a filmed version of a production.
Yeah.
It's and it's a production that took place a few years ago. So again, this is a conversation that isn't really necessary when talking about this, but I'm going to be very curious to see, as we're desperate to for theatrical content to add things to our lists.
Yeah.
Do you think Hamilton, the film, counts as a, could I put it on my top 10 list and say, yeah, that was my favorite film?
I mean, I would count it. And at this point, if we're talking about the Academy or you know,
does it feel weird to have like to pour accolades on this play that's already gotten all the accolades? Like to say, now you get an Oscar for something you did 5 years ago or 4 years ago. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I mean, I'd be curious to see. Listen, if there's nothing that turns out this year, what are they going to do?
Can we just because get a live already, performance of Hamilton?
I know, they've already extended the category or streaming counts now, correct?
Yeah.
Maybe for nominations?
Yes.
But you're right. It is 2016-ish, so I don't know.
That's what's weird about it. It's like, on the one hand, I call it like it's a favorite film for sure, but it's not a film. It's a theatrical production that was captured on film. And I don't know how to refer to it. I don't know how to put it on a list of favorite films of the year. Again, this is not really a conversation about the movie, but it's something else that just occurred to me.
They'll just give them like all honorary Oscars because 2020 is super weird anyways. Like,
I mean, there are worse things that have happened and could happen this year. So I would not complain if it got a nomination.
I did think about that though, because I'm like, well, it's a movie. Yeah. I mean,
it was gonna, this year. Was going to be released theatrically, I believe.
Yeah.
I mean, of course it was. Disney was going to take any opportunity to make money off of this. so I know they were going to probably, gosh, I wish we could have seen it in a theater. I wish we could have seen the performance itself like live, but it would have been great to see this like, with an audience. We're going off on a lot of tangents. I feel like we've covered the so race sorry. Issue, the so COVID sorry. Issue, the president. Like, what else can we talk about? But, you know, Hamilton, great art instills passion in the viewer and a longing to learn more, longing to do something.
Yeah, I'm
wonderful.
About to go buy all the books right after we're done here.
I don't know. I can't think of anything else I want to say. I loved it. I thought the performances were just wonderful. I thought it lived up to every expectation I thought I had, I didn't know I had, and even more. But what else is there to say?
I think that's it. I mean, I feel infused, you know? I think, like probably anyone listening, the last 3-4 months have been really crazy and challenging, and I felt creatively stale. I guess you kind of get in a rut, and if you're staying home, you really get in a rut because you do the same things and inside your four walls. And I don't know if I've really taken in as much art as I want. So this felt very refreshing and very beautiful, and I feel so moved and lucky to. I'm so glad it's available for people to watch.
Yeah.
Not every play gets that treatment, obviously. And I don't know. It's really good.
Yeah. As a writer and someone who would love to tell stories for a living, I just think it's just inspiring to see what he accomplished.
Yeah.
He's the star and he wrote everything. But then also the sense of humbleness you get whenever you see him speak. Even here, I was almost worried. I was like, is he going to be able to sell himself as Hamilton, this great leader, because he's coming across as a little awkward, and he just has that power and that command.
Yeah.
So great impressive. Actor. I was very moved and very impressed by him, by everybody, but also just in terms of wanting to be in that field and that medium, like so inspired to keep doing that.
Yeah.
So that's that.
This
that's
is
Hamilton.
Really wonderful.
This is a wonderful, wonderful play. It's a wonderful film of a play, whatever you want to call it. What do we want to do for our rating system?
Come on.
How many?
1 million whatevers.
1 million. Yeah. Like Federalist Papers. How many feral cats named Hamilton would you give Hamilton?
How many King George shoulder wiggles?
Oh, my God. Yeah. How many Jonathan Groffs as King George would you give this?
Like
when he stomps, when it's the lighting is orange and he's like, I'm blue. And he stomps his foot and it turns blue. God, so brilliant. Yeah, how many Jonathan Groffs do you give Hamilton?
I think
it's five. I mean, it's five.
Yeah, it's absolutely five.
I don't
five.
Know. Like, again, I don't know how to talk about it as a film because that's a whole other can of worms, but it's a five. It's a five.
Yeah.
It lived up to every... I'm so happy that it is so worth the hype. And I encourage anyone who has a Disney Plus account or is thinking about taking that, like, it's worth it just for this. Just, you know, watch this and then do as
and
you
I
please.
And I think you can do a free trial, too.
You do a free trial, too. Yeah. See? Disney Plus, where's our check? This is about the most enthusiastic plug you'll ever see. Well, Sarah, what a wonderful... It's been so long since we got to do an episode together. What a great way to have you back on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
And you're not really on social media anymore.
No, I've given it up, guys. Sorry.
You're so smart deleting everything. I am at @YeSeanDoorman on Twitter. I would love to chat 5 years later about Hamilton. So come at me and let's talk about it. And again, make sure if you haven't already that you're following the Nerd Party. So many great things. Go find Lee's interview. I'm so sorry I'm lazy and unprepared and didn't figure out which episode it is, but it's on the A24 project. Lee and Dallas are doing such great work. Everyone on the Nerd Party is doing such great work. You've got aggressive negotiations about Star Wars. We've got a new David Fincher podcast that just launched that covers all his stuff, starting with his music videos. Go check that out. That's Tristan and Brandon and John are doing that, and that's going to be really, really great. But follow the Nerd Party at Join Nerd Party. Like the Facebook page, which is just the Nerd Party, and it's also at the Nerd Party on Instagram. Alexander Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
That was my favorite song from the movie about the play.
She'll be happy as his bride.